Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing part two from a 10-part series on explaining evangelism, and we're doing the topic today is, what is the kingdom of God like? I want to share with you Mark chapter 4, verses 3 to 9, and this is Jesus speaking to many disciples concerning the parable of the sower. This is Jesus speaking. Listen, behold, the sower went out to sow. And it happened as he sowed that some fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root within itself, withered away. And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and yielded no crop. But other seed fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased and produced some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. And he said to them, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus speaking further in Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 28, and Jesus went on to explain what the kingdom of God is like and how the seed grows. Reading from verse 26, Mark chapter 4. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, he should sleep, rise night and day, and the seed should spring up and grow, he knows not how. For the earth brings forth fruit by itself, first the blade, then the ear, and after the full corn in the ear. And when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. In these scriptures we see Jesus is driving home to his disciples the importance of this kingdom principle of sowing and reaping. We also need to get the understanding within our hearts and in our minds. What is sown will grow and bear fruit. We don't know how. That's up to God and the Holy Spirit. It's the unseen seed buried in the hearts of men and women that will produce salvation when we sow it. Our job is simply to sow the seeds of faith concerning salvation into the kingdom of heaven through Jesus Christ. Let me explain further how this process works. Someone speaks the word of God or the incorruptible seed about salvation. It goes into the hearts of men and women, and in time, faith is produced in that person to believe and accept Jesus as Lord in their lives. Someone has to sow before someone can reap or harvest. That which is sown is a spiritual reality. Let me give an example now. When I was working on the street doing evangelism many years ago at night time, as people would walk towards me, I would aim my words at their ears. I would see them coming. They would be probably 3 meters, 4 meters away from me. And I would say, excuse me, sir, do you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? When I spoke those words, and I aimed my words at their ears as they walked past. So when they got to me, about a meter from me, they would have received what I said. Excuse me, sir, do you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? And they would give me an answer as they passed by. But what I was doing, I was sowing a seed into their ear that went down into their heart that the Holy Spirit could work with later on. Excuse me, sir, do you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? That's what you do. You sow the seed. Wherever it is, the Holy Spirit will lead you to say that person needs to hear about salvation. Just be obedient to the Holy Spirit and give what you possibly can and believe the Holy Spirit is leading you and guiding you. That person may not receive Jesus Christ as Lord there and then, but the seed is sown, and the next person coming along in evangelistic work will make that seed grow to a new level. Consider when you were born again. Many seeds had to be sown in your life before you gave your life to the Lord. Now consider the parable of the sower of Mark chapter 4. The farmer went out to sow his seed. Note, he did not stay home. He went out into the world and sowed seed. The farmer scattered seed, suggesting handfuls of seed or much more seed. The call of the sower is important because usually many seeds have to be sown or to be put in simply. People have to hear the message of Jesus Christ many times for the harvest to be great, many seeds to be sown. The soil produced the harvest as the sowers were faithful with sowing. The simple message in this topic is to be a sower of the seed. so many seeds of the Word of God regarding salvation into people's lives, and believe that the Holy Spirit and God will work with those seeds that have gone into the heart of the person. It's important to understand that we don't bring pressure upon ourselves that we haven't got people saved. All God wants us to do initially is to preach the Word of God, to sow the seed so God can work with the seed. Even a farmer today knows that he has to sow seed in the soil to produce a harvest of corn, of wheat, of maize, or apples. Seeds must be sown. If there's no seed sown, there can't be a harvest. So I'm just encouraging you all, and I've learned over the years, to sow seeds whenever the Lord tells you this person needs to hear the gospel. And sometimes you may not be the first person in the process. You may be the second person, or you may be the third person, or God may do all things in the one time with you alone. That's up to God. But be a sower of the word, be part of the process, sow the word of God, and know that it's up to God to do the work of the evangelism in terms of getting someone born again. Your job, simply sow the seed and give it to the Holy Spirit and keep going. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this topic today. What is the kingdom of God like? It's very simple. It's sowing and reaping all the time in the kingdom of God. God bless you. Thank you for being with me. And the next topic coming up soon, topic number 3, you reap what you sow. Thank you and God bless.